right, thanks, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Here is our toll-free telephone number. It's 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, I'm talking to more and more people economically. They are just, they're getting crushed. They're getting killed. They're getting destroyed. It's really unbelievable how hard times are for so many Americans. I keep giving out the statistic, and maybe this is why David Axelrod is so frustrated every time that Biden mentions that the economy is doing well. It's not doing well. And yet you get these job reports that ultimately will be revised downward because they put out these rosy numbers that look all great on the surface, and they become orgasmic on these liberal leftist news stations. And oh my gosh, look at the job report. Then you look at the job report and you see, oh, they're mostly part-time jobs. Oh, and most of them went to illegal immigrants. Great. How's that helping the American people? How's that helping the American economy? And then you look at the sheer amount of waste and fraud and abuse and bureaucracy. It's unreal to me. You know, if you think things were bad under Obama, remember a company called Solyndra? How many of you remember Solyndra? Well, Solyndra was run by a guy by the name of Brian Harrison. He led the green energy company ultimately to bankruptcy. The Obama administration gave them $500 million at the time in Obama administration, quote, loans. I'm sure they were never paid back. And anyway, think for a second. If you defaulted on your car payments, let me backtrack here, to the point where your car finally gets repossessed, which is happening in larger numbers. The repo man is back. What do you think your chances would be of getting the same car dealer to give you another auto loan? Probably next to zero, right? That's not how the green energy loan officers in the Biden administration act or see things, because they're now giving a whopping, pay attention to this, $6.6 billion to a semiconductor project run by the former CEO of Solyndra. Solyndra was the failed solar energy company at the center of the Obama-era scandal over government misspending. Anyway, the Taiwanese chipmaker TSMC's Arizona subsidiary, whose president is former Solyndra head, some guy named Brian Harrison. This was in the Washington Free Beacon, which I have here in front of me. But anyway, he's going to receive $6.6 billion to build a factory in Phoenix. And again, a lot of this green energy money, how fascinating that it's all ending up in swing states. Oh, sounds like vote buying, just like student loan forgiveness. Let's get young people back in the fold. Anyway, this according to the Secretary of Commerce, Gina Raimondo, announcing, I guess, yesterday. But this guy was the CEO of Solyndra when it declared bankruptcy. That goes back to 2011, after he got the $500 million in loans from the Obama administration. Needless to say, the $500 million was never paid back. Now he's overseeing these projects in Arizona. Said he was involved in securing the federal financing for his latest project in a media interview last August. But if you get $500 million in loans from the Obama administration under his, you know, the beginnings or the formation or the early versions of the Green New Deal, but the company had to declare bankruptcy, they defaulted on all the loans, and an inspector general investigation found that Solyndra executives provided misleading information to the Department of Energy officials during the loan negotiations in 2009 and later while drawing down loan proceeds. Guess what? You know, no charges were ever brought against him or any of the executives at the company. How convenient. In the wake of the scandal, the Obama administration then scaled down the operation of the Department of Energy's loan programs office, which had issued the funding. Now the Biden administration has revived and expanded the office. And instead of $500 million, we're talking about $6.6 billion, but the office has gotten a massive $400 billion budget for green energy loans that are now ending up in a lot of swing states. so Joe Biden can go to a swing state. We just invested $6.6 billion. And they're not going to tell you the Salinger executive part of the story. You know, and the frustration is for most Americans, the 60% that are struggling to make ends meet, the 60% living paycheck to paycheck, the over 50% that don't have even $1,000 put away for a rainy day fund. I mean, think about that. God forbid something breaks on your car. God forbid you have an emergency of any kind. $1,000 is nothing today. I mean, that could be wiped out in seconds. And J.P. Morgan Chase CEO, he's not a conservative. Jamie Dimon, he sees a very chilly scenario for the U.S. economy. He thinks interest rates may climb as high as 8% as the effects of the unprecedented monetary policy taken to combat inflation, it will take hold. The odds of a Goldilocks soft landing outcome for the economy are a lot lower than most financial experts think. And Dimon contended in his annual letter to shareholders, he's got a fiduciary responsibility to tell them the truth. Coupled with concerns about the potential stagflation, which we have talked at length about, and a recession characterized by lingering high inflation, he warned that interest rates could soar to 8% or even more. Jerome Powell still saying we could have as many as 3 rate cuts this year, but he passed on the first one after last month's report, CPI numbers came out, which is the indication of inflation up 3.2% from last year. And Dimon warned that interest rates could soar to 8% or higher, which is a far cry from the current, 5-6% rates, which are already at a 22-year high. He said there are several persistent inflationary pressures that could keep price increases sticky, including the rise in military conflicts globally. And he also warned about the potential for carnage for both equity and debt investors should a higher rate scenario play out, noting that stock valuations are already at their high end and credit conditions are extremely tight. Look, I don't give out financial advice. I have never had a stomach for the stock market. And I actually feel like those of us that aren't in the market, we're the last to know. Just my own suspicion, my own comfort level. So I've always been more of a bricks and mortar investor. Okay, I'd rather be able to touch it, feel it, see it, and this, I just feel better about it. That's my own risk aversion, if you will. But I can tell you what I have done with, you have these 1-year treasuries of 5%, you can take, and again, I deal with my accountant on all of this, drive him up a wall and my financial people. And I just said, all right, take whatever retirement monies that I have, and I want you to pull it out of the market. I think there's going to be a correction coming soon. And the first word is, well, don't ever try to time the market. And I said, you're absolutely right. But that's exactly what I'm expecting is going to happen at some point. And that correction could be massive. It could be 25%. It could be 33%. It could be 40%. We've all lived through these corrections before. Listen to this. Half of U.S. homeowners now and renters, 49.9%, so half the country, regularly or greatly struggle to afford their housing payments. And that means they're making big sacrifices to cover the cost. Now, that's according to a recently commissioned survey in February of 2024. The nationally representative survey was fielded by 2,995 U.S. homeowners and renters. And most of the report focuses in on the 1,494 respondents who indicated that they sometimes regularly or greatly struggle to afford regular rent or mortgage payments. The relevant question was, which of the following, if any, changes or sacrifices did you make in the past year to afford your monthly housing costs, including mortgage or rent, insurance, parking, heating, cooling, electricity, or home ownership association dues? The most common sacrifice was taking no or fewer vacations. More than a third of homeowners, nearly 35%, who struggled to afford housing indicated that they skipped vacations in the past year to be able to afford the monthly costs. Many people who struggle to afford housing made a more serious sacrifices. 22% are skipping meals. I skip meals because otherwise I blow up like a balloon. But anyway, these people are not skipping them for any other reason. They can't afford it. 20.7% worked extra hours on their job. A similar share, 20.6%, sold belongings to make extra money. More than one out of every six people, 17.9%, struggle to afford housing. They ended up borrowing money from friends and family, and 17.6% dipped into their retirement savings. I mean, that's a disaster because they pay a massive penalty. Over one in seven delayed or skipped medical treatments, for crying out loud. Well, you skip some medical treatments, you're going to end up dying. And Biden, you know, has a massive pile of money for his energy revolution, and he can't spend it all before November because of Congress's asinine $200 billion for, quote, next generation energy projects. But he's going to try. Wall Street Journal editorial board, Biden's latest lawless student loan forgiveness. We're now talking about no limits on the amount of money that he's forgiving here. Now, I know he's struggling with demographics that traditionally make up the Democratic Party coalition, African-Americans, Hispanic-Americans, Asian-Americans, young people, suburban women. He's struggling mightily in all of these categories. So, you know, we'll spend money, all this new Green Deal energy money, we'll try and spend it in swing states and buy their votes. And then we'll have student loan forgiveness and just thumb our nose at the United States Supreme Court and their decision. Just like he doesn't seem to care at all about enforcing the laws at our southern border. And there's no problem aiding and abetting in what is, frankly, just obvious criminal behavior, aiding and abetting in the law breaking. It's unreal. Senator Cotton slamming Biden for the latest student loan forgiveness plan, accusing the president of using taxpayer money to buy votes. He's trying to buy the votes of young people and get them back in the fold because they're leaving him in droves. Biden says the economy's strong, but everybody's living a different reality than what he's saying, which is why David Axelrod said, shut up and stop talking about the economy. You sound like an idiot, because it's asinine what he's saying. And I'm sure they're going to love this. A new Gallup poll is showing America's interest in electric vehicles is fading and fading fast. Almost half Americans now, 48%, said they would not even consider purchasing an electric vehicle. That's a 7% decline in interest from last year. And I'm not against electric cars, but I don't think they should be forcing cars that are gas-powered or manufacturers of gas-powered cars. I don't think they should be forcing everybody into an electric vehicle or competing with a company that was doing well, which was Tesla, and forcing competition on them and then putting them in a more difficult position to succeed financially. If you want an electric car, my advice would be to get your Tesla. If you don't want one, we shouldn't be forcing Ford to lose $4.5 billion. There's a FoxNews.com article about how the Federal Reserve will slash rates ahead of Election Day. Well, why? To superficially boost the U.S. wallets. He said he anticipates the feds will slash interest rates. Sure. Well, the March inflation report put another month of hot price gains, you know, are expected. And when you get down to the fundamentals of the economy, all this soft landing talk has been nothing but a bunch of hot air. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. 209 days till Election Day. Linda, we've been telling this audience about Preborn and the great mission that they're on by offering free 4D ultrasounds to any expecting mom and introducing expecting moms to the miracle of birth within them.
We have. And so now we have this really cool thing, which I know you're super excited about, which is the Hannity Baby Shower. And so the Hannity Baby Shower is a way for you guys to donate and be a part of something bigger than all of us. And basically what we want you to do is, you know, ultrasounds are $28, but for Mother's Day, we're looking for people to donate. So you can donate $500 if we get 1,000 people to donate $500. And we know it's a lot. The economy is disgusting. We get it. But if you have the means and you can donate, we would love it. You could save 4,500 babies. So you have to dial the number #250 on your cell phone. You say the keyword baby, that's 250, #250 baby, or you go to preborn.com/Sean, preborn.com/Sean, and you have to say Sean's Mother's Day when you donate. All donations are tax deductible, and it's just such an awesome cause because Planned Parenthood is telling these young women they have no other choices, but Preborn is not just telling them, they're showing them they have other options. And what better gift than life on Mother's Day? So kudos to you, Sean, for having your own baby shower. Very cool.
Preborn.com/Sean or #250, and the keyword is baby. Check it out today.